Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Sharon Audubon Center has received an $8,650 grant from the Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation to engage the students of Torrington High School with a series of hands-on learning experiences that should culminate in the launch of a new butterfly house and garden this summer. The work of the students and project will culminate at the Butterfly Festival for the new Sharon Audubon Center Butterfly House and Garden, which will be held in September. More information at sharon.audubon.org. An Easter bake sale will take place from 4:30 till 6:30 at Suburban International Medical on Stockbridge Road in Lee. All proceeds benefit Noni's Angels Relay for Life team. Everybody invited to share a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church on Friday, April 19th from 6 until 7 p.m. Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse presents country music and dancing, a live country music band, plus DJ and line dancing and two-stepping. Plus, there'll be snacks, fun, and a full cash bar. It'll happen Friday, 7 to 11 p.m. Tickets available at sharonplayhouse.org or at the door. Sharon Audubon Center has a full moon hike Friday evening, 7:30 till 9 at the Audubon Center. Ages 10 and up are welcome. Non-members, trail fee of $3 adult, $1.50 per child. Members are free. No pre-registration is required. Questions or information, 860-364-0520, extension 105. The Sharon Energy Environment Commission sponsoring a Sharon roadside pickup on Saturday, 10 a.m. Meet at Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Gloves, bags, and vests will be provided. More information at 364-9303. Pine Plains will be holding its first-ever Pine Day on Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. The lineup includes Seymour Smith Intermediate Learning Center Principal Julie Roberts reading from her favorite book, Jeanette Winter's Tree of Peace. Teacher Nelson Zayas reading the story of the little people of the Mohicans who lived in the woods. A craft workshop for children to make biodegradable houses for to be left out and around town, and lectures from Mark Stonehill, Full Circus Farm, on composting and tree planting. All events will be held at the community center above the library on South Main Street. Town of Sharon has their annual Easter egg hunt on Saturday. Sharon Daycare Center holding that on the grounds of Sharon Center School. Easter Bunny arriving at 11. The hunt begins at 11:15. Treats will be provided. It's fun for all, big and small. 31st Annual Easter Egg Hunt Hayride, sponsored by the Millerton American Legion Post, Millerton Rod and Gun Club, and Millerton Fire Company will take place on Saturday at the club grounds. All children and parents are asked to meet at the firehouse at 26th Century Boulevard to take their hayride to wagons over and back at 11 a.m. in front of the Millerton Firehouse. Proceed to the gun club no later than 11:15 and will return back at the firehouse after the hunt. Hot dogs and refreshments will be served after the hunt, and before returning back to the firehouse, the Easter Bunny will be present. Five lucky children will win the golden egg prize. Wasaic Fire Company Auxiliary has their Easter egg hunt on Saturday, 12 till 2, at the firehouse. Preschool to 12 years. Bring your baskets. Refreshments will be available. Excellent Eggs on Saturday at the Sharon Audubon Center beginning at 1 o'clock. Ages 4 and up are welcome. Non-members, trail fee of $3. Adult, $1.50. Children, members are free. If you're thinking about eggs, this family-friendly hands-on event will be an exploration of the many kinds of eggs in the natural world. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. They've got a brand new dining room all refreshed at the Interlaken. Also, Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 110 points to 26,559.54 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7998.06 and the S&P 500 at 2905.03. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.